Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to The Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Ever feel like you're running around trying to please everyone else, but neglecting your own well-being? Like your mental health is just a little afterthought in the grand scheme of things? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that constantly tells us to hustle, achieve, and be on. But here's the truth. You can't pour from an empty cup. And prioritizing self-love and acceptance is not selfish. It's essential for building a solid foundation of mental well-being. Think about it like this. Your mental health is like a garden. If you keep neglecting it, pulling out the good stuff and planting weeds of negativity, you're not going to have much of a harvest, right? But if you nurture it with care, water it with kindness, and let those beautiful flowers of self-love bloom, then you've got a thriving space for joy, peace, and resilience. So today, we're digging deep into the soil of self-care and exploring how to cultivate a garden of mental well-being through genuine love and acceptance for ourselves. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help shift your perspective and empower you to prioritize you. First up, recognize that self-love isn't about being narcissistic or putting yourself on a pedestal. It's about treating yourself with the same compassion, kindness, and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Ever notice how quick we are to comfort a loved one who's struggling, but when it comes to ourselves, we're our own harshest critics? Time to change that script. Second, ditch the unrealistic expectations. We live in a world obsessed with perfection, right? But guess what? Perfection is a myth. Aiming for progress over perfection takes the pressure off and allows you to celebrate your wins, big and small. Remember, it's okay to have bad days, make mistakes, and simply be human. Third, learn to say no. Boundaries are crucial for protecting your energy and mental well-being. It's okay to decline requests that drain you or don't align with your values. You're not obligated to please everyone, and prioritizing your needs doesn't make you selfish, it makes you empowered. Next up, practice gratitude. Shifting your focus from what you lack to what you have can work wonders for your mental state. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a genuine smile from a stranger. These little moments can make a big difference. Finally, engage in activities that bring you joy and nourish your soul. Whether it's reading, painting, spending time in nature, or listening to music, make sure you carve out time for things that truly make you feel alive. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's juggling work deadlines, family responsibilities, and social commitments. She constantly feels overwhelmed and exhausted, pushing herself to the limit. One day, she realizes something needs to change. She starts practicing self-care by saying no to extra projects, taking walks in nature, and dedicating time for her hobbies. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts feeling less stressed and more fulfilled. You see, it's not about becoming a self-absorbed recluse. It's about finding that balance where you prioritize your well-being without neglecting your responsibilities or relationships. It's about creating space for yourself to breathe, recharge, and grow. So, remember these key takeaways. Treat yourself with kindness, let go of perfectionism, set healthy boundaries, practice gratitude, and make time for joy. These simple yet powerful practices can have a profound impact on your mental health and overall well-being. Now, it's your turn. Take a moment to reflect on these points and identify one small step you can take today to prioritize self-love and acceptance. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I'd love to hear how you're nurturing your own mental garden. And remember, you are worthy of love, care, and happiness. Keep it real, keep it strong, and join me again tomorrow for another dose of The Anti-Anxiety Stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.